contribute to the creation of about 100,000 jobs and facilitate the development of 50 black industrialists. In other news, some residents of Soweto are threatening chaos if they are forced to pay their debt to Eskom, despite owing the power utility 18 billion rand. Police fired rubber bullets at protesters demanding free electricity, housing and land in the township today. Some residents have been injured. Residents also say that they are fed up with electricity cuts that go on for days. A murder docket has been opened after a security guard shot and killed an intruder who had broken into a Tswane school in the early hours of yesterday morning. Allegations are that three men were seen through CCTV cameras breaking into the admin block at Lisedi Secondary School. They allegedly ransacked the office and took computers, speakers, and were also seen tampering with the alarm system. Finally, to the USA we go, where a tearful Michael Jordan yesterday said that when Kobe Bryant died, a piece of him, died too. Jordan was speaking at a star-filled memorial in Los Angeles for their basketball great Bryant and his daughter Gianna. The pair died with seven others in a helicopter crash last month. The public memorial, dubbed a celebration of life for Kobe and Gianna Bryant, was held at the Staples Center. The 224 date carries special significance as it coincides with Bryant's jersey number 24 and Gianna's 2 jersey number. The rand is trading at 15.21 to the US dollar, 19.73 to the British pound, 16.48 to the euro. Gold is trading at $1,652.90 a fine ounce. Your trending stories on Twitter include Soweto shutdown, Duduzane Zuma, and budget speech. Johannesburg is sunny today with some cloud cover, with a low of 13 and a high of 27. Recapping your top stories this hour, Gauteng to spend 60 billion rand on infrastructure over the next 5 years, says Premier David Makhura, and tearful Michael Jordan commemorates Kobe Bryant. News was supplied by IOL, EWN, ENCA, and the UJFM News Desk. You can expect news headlines at 1:30.
It is 1:04, the second hour of the show. When we come back, we're finally talking about the world's oldest living male who has died at the age of 112.